This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 356 for Tuesday, April 18th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were stronger Tuesday, seeing some follow-through buying interest after yesterday's gains. Canola up 7 to over $12, the May contract up $9.80 at $783.50 per ton. Fund traders are still holding large net short positions in canola and have been busy buying back some of those positions and booking profits. Gains in Chicago soy oil provided spillover support, with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil also up on the day. A storm system is expected to bring snow and rain across a large portion of Saskatchewan and Manitoba over the next few days, and that will likely cause some seeding delays going forward as fields will take time to dry out. However, farmers in parts of southern Alberta may be ready to start planting in the next week or so. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures are higher while wheat is mixed. Soybeans up 2 cents in the May contract at $15.19 per bushel. Gains in soy oil were behind much of the spillover strength in beans, with a softer tone in meal tempering the advances. While fund short covering was supportive for canola, fund traders are already heavily long in soybeans and were showing an unwillingness to add to those longs, which also tempered the advances. The U.S. soybean crop was 4% seeded as of this past Sunday. That compares with the 1% average for this time of year. Corn futures finding some spillover support from the advances in beans, up a penny in the May contract at $6.77.5 per bushel. U.S. corn plantings were 8% complete in the latest weekly report. That compares with the 5-year average of 5% done, but was slightly below pre-report expectations. Colder and wetter forecasts for much of the Midwest over the next few days will likely cause that pace to slow down. Wheat futures are mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat down 3 cents in the May contract at $8.85 per bushel. Kansas City down 8 cents in the May contract at $8.81 per bushel. Chicago wheat, meanwhile, up a penny in the May contract at $6.98 per bushel. U.S. winter wheat condition ratings were left unchanged at 27% good to excellent. That's the lowest rating for this time of year on record. Spring wheat seeding was 3% complete. That's off the 7% average. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, April 18th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.